Hi, friends. How's your cooking been going? Have you stocked your pantry with the essentials and started experimenting with fresh herbs? I'd love to hear about your adventures. So we've talked a little bit about the small tools that help in the kitchen, but how about some of the bigger ones? As we've mentioned before, you can spend a lot of money on stuff in the kitchen, but do you really need it? Here are the five items I use almost daily, and they are invaluable to me. The first is my immersion blender. Once you use one of these guys, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. This is a long, narrow, electric-powered tool that has a blade on the end. It basically allows you to blend your food right in the pan. You can do a lot with this little gizmo, and it'll make your soup so velvety smooth and delicious that your family and friends will think you cheated. Just be sure you start off on the lowest setting, and remember to keep the blade down, submerged in your food, or you'll have sauce or stock on your ceiling. Trust me on this. The next is a food processor. There are several good ones out there, and you can probably even find a decent one at a garage sale. A well-made food processor will last a long time, provided it's well cared for. I do everything in my food processor, and actually have two sizes. It's a great way to shred cheese, chop veggies, make pie crust and scones. The list is endless. I like the uniformity of chopping, and I like how I can control how much power I apply to the food simply by controlling the pulse. It's excellent also for making dips, spreads, and salsas. I use it for my pesto because, well, sometimes I'm just too lazy to chop all that basil. Next up is a KitchenAid standing mixer. I received one as a gift. Yes, it's good to be known as the chef in the family. And I've loved that ever since. My cakes are lighter, my cookies are perfect, and my butter and sugar whip together completely in any dessert. Plus, it's fabulous to have real whipped cream on our Thanksgiving pies. I can make that in minutes. But this beautiful creation is not just for bakers. The attachments you can get for this are amazing. There's a pasta maker, a meat grinder, various veggie chopping, and I think you can even make sausage with it. I am not making this up. Soon they'll find a way to get this thing to walk your dog and take out your dry cleaning. Seriously though, the one thing I like best about my standing mixer is that it's solidly built. I know people that have had the exact same one for 30 years, and they're going to will it to their children. It's just a well-made tool. A roasting pan is also one of my favorites. This could probably fall under the category of cookware, I suppose, but really it's in a class by itself. I have a large roasting pan with a metal insert that I use for our holiday turkey. It's huge and beautiful, but you may not need something that big. A roasting pan will traditionally be something with tall edges, at least 1.5 to 2 inches deep, and should have room for a rack. The whole idea of roasting is to get air to circulate around your meat. So if it's sitting on the bottom of a pan, it's doing in its own juice, that's more of a braise. Make sure your meat is on a rack. You can find roasting pans in stoneware and ceramic as well. Find the one that works best for you. If you at least have one big enough to roast your Sunday chicken, that's great. Of course, you can do other things like lasagna or scalloped potatoes, so it's versatile. I've also begun roasting my beef bones before making stock, and this is a great tool to have for that. I can do large amounts at once. I don't think any home should be without a roasting pan, and they make excellent housewarming gifts. Roasting your own meat is also very economical. You can roast on a weekend and make the meat several different ways during the week. Whether you're single or part of a full household, you'll find it'll work well for you. Next up is a pasta maker. Now, I can hear you saying, well, Joan, you teach Italian classes and your family's Italian. We don't do much homemade pasta in our house. To which I would respond, why not give it a try? You can get these hand crank tools for a reasonable price and begin making your own pasta, including gluten-free recipes, in a very short time. It's easy. I have a hand crank pasta maker simply because I'm too cheap to buy the attachment for my KitchenAid. Plus, this non-electric tool works like a dream. I know not all of you have the time to make your own pasta, but if you've got a chance to do it on a Saturday, you can get the dough together quickly and press it with this tool. You can make ravioli, lasagna sheets, tagliolini, spaghetti, even angel hair. You can put anything you'd like in the dough and it cooks up in minutes. Nothing beats the taste, and it's really special to make with kids. They'll love putting their dough through the press, and it's a simple and fun activity for the whole family. Consider adding this to your stable of tools. You'll be glad you did. If you've got any of these items sitting on your counter underutilized, why not pull them out and give them a try? I'd love to hear how they go. You can email me here at the station with any questions, and I'll share your successes with you. It's all about great food made with great ingredients, and your tools can help you get the best from them. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, all to the table cooking school, where you can get your PhD in delicious.
Mm-hmm.